Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Good for body and soul. As daylight wanes and nights grow longer, neighborhood kids return to classrooms. While much of these kiddos' work involves the three R's combined with social studies, science, technology, art, and music, don't forget all important recess. Seeing little ones walking to school made me wonder if youngsters still love to jump rope as much as I did when I headed to school. While I loved learning to read and figure math problems, I adored breaks where we took turns turning the rope for one another and jumping in time to catchy rhymes. As a youngster, I never considered the history of my favorite playground activity, but after some research, I discovered it's been around more than a while. It's not surprising when you think ancestors had to deal with vines, fallen trees, big rocks, and deep ditches. The ability to leap high and far made a difference between our DNA contributors eating and being eaten. I'm guessing this aptitude is programmed into bone and muscle, even if we haven't consciously developed it. Over centuries, folks learned to weave lengths of cord and then turn that result into skill training for boys. By the 1600s, painters captured scenes of children jumping rope on Europe's cobblestone streets. Soon afterward, Dutch immigrants brought the game to America, where English settlers titled one activity Double Dutch. Those of us who attended elementary school from the 40s through the 60s recall gathering a minimum of three participants, two to turn long ropes in opposite directions, and one to jump into the spinning midst while reciting a memorized verse. Once you developed stamina and agility, the chance required the performance of tricks while simultaneously leaping over cement slapping cordage. My favorites included teddy bear, turn around, teddy bear, touch the ground, and not last night, but the night before, 24 robbers came a-knocking at my door. I asked them what they wanted, and this is what they said. Spanish dancer, do the splits. Spanish dancer, do the twist. Spanish dancer, 1, 2, 3, and continued till the jumper missed or just got tired. What good memories. We thought we were just playing, while in reality, we refined coordination and agility and practiced counting skills, memorization, and turn-taking. It didn't take new kids long to learn. They had to play nice if they wanted to be included. I hope my little grandchildren have the chance I had to join friends on the playground and take turns either spinning ropes or jumping in the middle of crazy egg beaters. It does them good, body and soul. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.